Here's a check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Pat Pagano's tri-state forecast calling for continued unsettled weather today. Clouds, humid, showers, and thunderstorms. Temperature in the lower 80s. Tomorrow and Thursday, hazy and humid, 85 to 90. And by Friday, some sun, chance of a thunderstorm, 85 to 90. We'll get the full details on our tri-state forecast coming your way in just a few moments. Well, the Dutchess County Fair is returning this week. As a matter of fact, the Dutchess County Fair is returning today with new attractions sprinkled along longtime favorites. The gates for the six-day fair, the second oldest county fair in the state, and routinely the second biggest with roughly 300,000 attendees each year, is open from 10 a.m. Tuesday at the fairgrounds in Rhinebeck. The first day's entertainment will be highlighted by country artist Frank Ray performing a free grandstand show at 7:30. Originally, America's Got Talent winner, singer, and ventriloquist Darcy Lynn was scheduled to perform an additional ticketed show, but fair organizers said this weekend it's been canceled, citing a scheduling conflict. Most shows through the week will be free, included in the regular price, including concerts from Tusk, a Fleetwood Mac tribute band, and Nashville recording artist Nico Moon, who topped multiple charts with his platinum-selling debut single Good Time, among other live performers. The All-American Rodeo Company's rodeo featuring bull riding, bronc riding, and barrel racing will be featured twice on Saturday and once on Sunday. The fair will open each day, Tuesday through Saturday from 10 till 10, and Sunday from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Tickets can be purchased online or at the gate. Well, school is about to start in New York. How will New York handle COVID, monkeypox, and polio risks? With school starting in just a couple of weeks, the state is rolling out overhauled COVID-19 policies that ease quarantine and testing mandates. Meanwhile, the first case of monkeypox in a child reported in New York last week. Health officials have said schools should be prepared with information about the virus, but do not see schools as a major transmission link. What should you know about monkeypox and the update to the COVID rules for the schools? The latest on monkeypox in New York and more information detection in New York. Students exposed to COVID won't have to quarantine. It's recommended students wear a mask for 10 days after exposure and test for COVID on day 5 after close contact if they develop symptoms. The days of sending an entire classroom home because of one person was positive, the governor said. Those days are now over. The guidance follows August 11th announcements by the U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention. No more tests to stay or random testing. Students don't have to test if they were exposed, Hochul said, but test kits will still be given out and students will be advised to test. Students will be asked to wear a mask for 10 days after a COVID exposure. Masks will remain optional, though, in general. Test negatives come back. If a child gets sick with COVID, they can return to school. If they are symptom-free and testing negative for 5 days, they should wear a mask for the next 5 days, according to the governor. If they can't wear a tight-fitting mask, they should isolate for 10 days. No more random testing. School districts have kept track of the virus on campus with pool testing that monitored the percentage of school campuses. That will not be a requirement anymore. Mandatory reporting of COVID cases and testing to the State Department of Health ended June 30th. Test kits are still available. The goal, according to the governor, was to keep kids in school. She said educators and families are still dealing with the fallout of 2 years of interrupted learning and socializing. The statue of Elizabeth Freeman in Sheffield on Sunday was honored. It immortalizes the grandmother of the civil rights movement. If you ask someone in Sheffield on Sunday who Elizabeth Freeman was, you'd likely get the same varied responses. The grandmother of the civil rights movement, a heroine, and a true inspiration, to name a few. The statue stands about 8 feet tall. In one hand, she holds a small shovel, the same tool that the one of her enslavers used in an attack against her. In another, the judgment that gave her freedom from slavery 241 years ago. The scar from the wound on her arm, one she chose to display prominently to showcase her mistreatment, is also visible on the statue. The statue was unveiled on Sunday. Great Barrington health officials are going to push the town to fund bottled water for embattled Housatonic residents. Health officials are concerned about the impact of consuming the Housatonic water. Quote, we need to do our part for public health and push the select board into doing something more than just deliberating, end quote, according to Dr. Ruby Chang, board health member. Residents told the Board of Health members they are on the verge of taking their complaints to the next level. Board members urged nonviolence but said they understood. They said they'll draft a letter to the select board to come up with a plan that will likely involve purchase and distribution of bottled water to customers of Housatonic Water Works Company. One resident noted that officials have so far not said that they would direct the more than $2 million in pandemic relief money to the water problem. Select Board Member Eric Gabriel had suggested that the town do that. Taking a look at some meetings going on in our area today. Town meetings, the Board of Selectmen in Sharon are meeting today. That is set for 5:30. In Salisbury at 5, the Salisbury Republican Town Committee tonight. In Cornwall today at 7:30, the Economic Development Commission meeting via Zoom. In Hillsdale at 9 o'clock this morning, an executive session of the town board meeting to discuss union negotiations. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, where they feature a regular menu, a tapas menu, and dinner specials nightly. InterlakenInn.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram. And Salisbury Bank, SalisburyBank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off today at 33,063.61. The NASDAQ at 12,381.57. And the S&P 500 at 4,137.99. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.